Bezras Hashem, the halacha from the daily daf, from Megillah, daf Yud Zayin, is the topic of reading the Megillah, saying Kriyat Shema, and davening in English. The topic of using a different language for the above three issues begins in Megillah on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that someone who understands Loaz is a Mishnaic reference to a different language aside from Lashon Kodesh. Marcus Jastrow translates it as a foreign tongue, particularly Greek, but either way, it's used in Halacha to refer to any foreign language outside of Lashon Kodesh. The Mishnah tells us that one is Yaitse Megillah if it is read in English and understood in English by the person who was listening, with the condition that the person who read it, the Gemara tells us later on, also understands English as well. Which would mean that in theory, I emphasize in theory, a Megillah was written in English on Ksav with the appropriate ink, and read by someone who understood English, and heard by someone who understood English, then it could very well be that one could be Yotze, the mitzvah of Megillah. Obviously, there'd be an issue of translating it properly, and that would require a lot of work from great Talmidei Chacham and people who know Lashon Kodesh well, as well as people who know English as well. There is one other issue that comes up in the Be'er Halach and Simen Tuf Reish Tzadi, and that is the concluding line of the Mishnah is, Ad Sheteh Ksuva Ashuris. It needs to be written in Ashuris, which is our traditional writing of Lashon Kodesh, which is the block print that we have in the Sifrei Torah. So the Be'er Halacha raises in Dibar HaMaschil, Be'ezek Ksav Ksuva, that there are some Rishonim who claim that even if it would be written in English, it would have to be written in what we would call transliterated fashion, where the letters are, and it was, and would be, Aleph Nun Dalet, written in Ashuris, it, presumably be written Aleph Yutes for Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, and so on and so forth. It would have to be written in Ksav Ashuris. So the Mishnah Brura discusses in that Be'er Halacha, in the name of the Rajba, that the words Ad Sheteh Ksuba Ashuris is not going back on the words Avol Korin Oso Loazis Belaz in today's daf, but rather is referring to when you read it in Lashon Kodesh, needs to be written Ba'ashurs. So it seems that the Be'er Halacha heads in that direction, that it would be acceptable. What if someone hears the Megillah, and this is very common, I have not seen a Megillah written in English, but what if someone hears the Megillah in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, the way we have the Megillah normally written, but does not understand the language of Hebrew? Says the Mechaber in Tofresh Tzadi Siv Zayin, HaKaris HaMegillah Al Pelo Yotzadei Chavasa, Halachaches, Haloei Sheshomes HaMegillah, Haksuva B'Lashon Kodesh, Shubikisvei HaKodesh, Afal Pishen Yodei HaMaim Oimrim, Yotzi Yodei Chavasa. You would still be Yotze even if you don't understand. I leave open a question. My quick survey of the Paiskim, I did not see them address this. Maybe this comes back from my teenage days when I was involved with Kiruv, with people who had come from the former Soviet Union. When I was a teenager growing up, New York City was being filled with many people who were full Jews, who were coming from Russia, and they really did not know very, very much about Torah and mitzvos. So I wonder whether it would be more ideal to, it's clear, one would be Yotzei the mitzvah Megillah if you do not understand. Is there a point, though, in certain instances where a Megillah in English would be more ideal? I leave that as an open question. Clearly, the halach is that one is Yotzei B'Lashon Kodesh, even if one does not understand for sure. The rabbi should give introduction, conclusion. It would be an interesting shaila whether they could stop. Probably would introduce other problems, but at the end of every perek and describe what was going on in English for Americans, in Russian for those who are coming from Russia. But it would be an interesting question, if none of those things could be accomplished, which one would be lechatchila? Probably because the Be'er Halacha has the issue in the Rishonim that even if it's written in English or in Russian, it needs to be written in Ksav Ashuris, even though the majority of opinions don't hold that way, maybe that is a reason why that has never been done to my knowledge. Obviously, these types of issues require the Atzas Gedolei Torah, because there are always the fear and the specter of reform influences, and that brings us to topic number 2 and 3, and that is saying Kriya Shema and davening in English. Of course, there is no question that the ideal form of tefillah is in the words that the world were created, the words of the Avos, the words of Tanakh, the words of the Mishnayis, in Lashon HaKodesh. What is the halacha, though, in regards to fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in another language? Based on our Gemara in Simin Samach Beis, as well as the Gemara in Sota on Daf Lamed Beis, we paskin Yachol Likrosa Simin Samach Beis Siv Beis, Yachol Likrosa Bechol Lashon, Kriya Shema could be read in any language. So therefore, if there is an individual who does not understand Lashon Kodesh, b'di'eved, it could very well be that for such a person, it might even be better for them to say Kriya Shema in the language that they understand. The reason why I say that it might even be better, and of course I'm not talking about the approach of the German reform of printing prayer books in German or in English, but I'm talking about in a very, very particular circumstance where the individual does not understand Lashon Kodesh, unless there is someone around to explain it to them, it could very well be that it would have much more significance saying it in the language that they understand, because at the end of the day, the essence of Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. There is an important caveat that comes out in the Be'er Halacha, which brings us to a fascinating, fascinating discussion that takes us to very interesting places in Shas, and that is that the Be'er Halacha points out that this is only in regards to an area where he argues that many people speak English or many people speak Russian. So then in such a case, the halacha would be that one could read it in that language. But what happens if you're in a place where almost no one speaks that language? The exact words of the Be'er Halacha are, V'dad, in early b'pshitus, the osan dvar minamar b'chol lashon, u'dafka im anshe osan medina midabren kach. If most people speak in that manner. But if people don't use that language, for example, according to the Be'er Halacha, it would be a real shaila for a Russian saying Kriya Shema in Russian, let's say in Africa. Now in America, it might be already considered common, but in Africa, it would be a problem. English at this point of world history might be so ubiquitous that it's almost anywhere, although I'm sure some people would allege that that's a little bit US-centric on my part. But either way, the Be'er Halacha does say that in a place in which you don't normally say, use that language, in such a case, then it would not be acceptable. The Be'er Halacha has a fascinating raya. He brings a raya from Maseches Kedushin on Daf Zayin. The Gemara there tells us, Ha'omer charufasi b'Yehuda. The word charufa in here, in Eretz Yisrael, in Judea, I live in Judea, I live in the hills of Beit Shemesh, or more accurately, going down from the hills above Beit Shemesh into the plains of Beit Shemesh. Here, once upon a time, the word for marriage was also referred to as charufa. So the Gemara says, if you say charufa to a woman in Beit Shemesh, once upon a time, and you give her a ring, in such a case, she's mekudeshes. If you say she's charufasi, the Gemara is clear that if you do it somewhere else, if you do it in New York City, where they have no idea what the word charufa work means, even if you and the girl understand what it means, you're not going to be married. Because charufa is dependent on place. Says the Be'er Halacha, the same thing over here. It has to be something that is normal for people to understand. Rabbi Yoel Baruch Finkel, Zichrona Levracha, a fantastic Maggid Shir in the Mir Yeshiva, who passed away a few years ago, a grandson of the Alter of Slobodka. He was a well-loved Maggid Shir, a fantastic Lamdin. His Shiurim in Kedushin asks a simple kasha on this Be'er Halacha. He points out that charufa was never a word in the first place. In contrast, so let's say you translate the word Shema Yisrael, there is a discussion, how do you precisely translate those words, which is one of the pitfalls of translating in English. Let's say you translate Shema Yisrael as Hear, O Israel. So that he questioned is very different than the word charufa. Charufa was a vague word. It was a expression in Yehuda that was used for marriage. But it wasn't the Hebrew word for erison. And it was just a slang for the expression of marriage. In contrast, the word here and the word Israel, okay, oh, is an interesting question here, oh, Israel. But here, Israel, so over there, that is clearly the language itself. And therefore, he argues that it could very well be that if a person saying English, even in an area where they don't speak English, in such a case, it might be different. He says that he heard that this question, this is a beautiful piece of history. This can be found in Shiurei Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel on Amud Kufnun Dalid on Kiddushin. I received the Shiurim from his son, who lives here in Beit Shemesh, that Reb Hutner asked this question to Reb Chaim Moser Grzhensky when the Sefer Mishneh Berurah came out. That was a question that Reb Hutner had. To which Reb Chaim Moser, of course, the Pesach Hadar, sent him and he said to him, it's a good question, ask the Chafetz Chaim himself. To which Reb Hutner then went to the Chafetz Chaim, he asked the Chafetz Chaim the question, and the Chafetz Chaim answered him the following. He said, the question is a decent question. I know I thought about all the angles of the sugya when I wrote what I wrote in the Be'er Halacha, including which was your question, and I know that there's an answer to it, but right now, I don't have an answer for your question. To which Rav Hutner went back to Reb Chaim Moser, and Reb Chaim Moser told him, if the Chafetz Chaim said that this is the Halacha, and he's not changing his mind, that is the Halacha. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, even though one can clearly be Yotzei Kriyashma with another language, according to the Be'er Halacha, one should be careful that that language is a language that is the spoken idiom of the place that you are reciting it. Finally, let's now go to Hilchos Tefillah. When it comes to Hilchos Tefillah as well, we paskin that one could daven in any language you like. Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Dalid, again connected to our daf, where our daf elaborated this on this point as well. Yochol is spalo b'chol lashon sheyirtze, a person can daven in any language he wants. However, over here the Mishneh Berurah adds u'mitzvah min amuvchar dafke b'lashon kodesh, that over here it's a mitzvah min amuvchar to daven in lashon kodesh. So clearly, as we emphasized before, ideally it advantageous to daven b'lashon kodesh. And this, according to a simple reading of the Mishneh Berurah, will apply even to someone who does not understand Lashon Kodesh. Because the Mishneh Berurah writes, in Sifkaton Yudalit, V'hu sheyavin oso ha-Lashon al-Boryo, that he should understand Lashon that he's saying if he's using a different language, Avol b'Lashon Kodesh yotze afilu ein amevin ha-Lashon. Even if he does not understand, he would be Yotze. The Mishneh Berurah also adds that the Chassam Sofer points out in Shuvas Pei Dalet Pei Vav, that this is only ba'akroi, in extreme circumstances, b'chas v'chalila, to a point in a shul, even where dealing with foreigners or people who do not know Lashon Kodesh, chas v'chalila, to change the Seder HaTfilah Shkoach Lashon Kodesh Legamri. My great Rebbe, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, points out that there seems to be a dissenting opinion to the Mishneh Berurah. Of course, he follows the Mishneh Berurah in a famous approach of Reb Chaim within the Rambam. That Reb Chaim claims that the Rambam is of the opinion that one needs to understand the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. And if you don't understand the words of the first bracha, then you would not be Yotze. Reb Chaim was compelled to say this because there seemed to be a steer in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam seems to say that if you don't have kavan throughout Shmoneh Esrei, you're not Yotze. In another place, the Rambam says that if you don't have kavan in the first bracha, you're not Yotze. To which Reb Chaim says there are two types of kavana. Kavana in the first bracha that's necessary is that you have to understand the words. Kavan in the whole Shmoneh Esrei means they have to have the awareness of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The moment he forgets that he's not in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't Yotze that part of Shmoneh Esrei. Fascinatingly, the Rambam says that the reason why we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei if we don't have Kavana, and according to Reb Chaim, that means lacking the awareness that he's standing in front of Hashem, because we're afraid he's not going to have Kavana the next time as well. Rabbi Braunschweig may have Refuah Shleima, always used to quip that sometimes you need to say Shalom Aleichem to a person after he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, because during the duration of Shmoneh Esrei, he began to think about what's going on at work, then he thought about the market on Wall Street, and then from Wall Street he went to the markets in London, then to Singapore, and by the time he comes back, by the end of Shmoneh Esrei, he's traveled around the entire world. Bottom line, Reb Chaim seems to say that understanding the words is ma'akev in the first bracha. Rav Nevenzal Shlita points out that the Mishnah Berurah here seems to disagree, which would then be a nafkamina, a practical nafkamina in terms of someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh at all. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we would probably encourage them to continue to learn how to daven in Lashon Kodesh, even if they don't understand, with, of course, the appropriate explanatory services. While according to Reb Chaim, there would be a different approach. Rav Nevenzal Shlita, like in most things, taught us to follow the Piskei HaMishnah Berurah. That would be the ideal halacha lemaisa. I question that in regards to, not question in my great Rebbe Chassid Chalil, but I throw out to the Beis HaMedrash, what would be in regards to Kriya Shema. Where the essence is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, so then it could be that if a person does not understand, it might be ideal in his initial stages in becoming familiar with the Tfilos, that for at least Kriya Shema, he say it in the language that he understands, according to Baralach and Siman Samach Beis, provided that the place that he says it is a place where that idiom is commonly used. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Megillah.